doing is the night of the chuppah. Generally, that's the night of marriage. Once upon a time, of course, there was erusin, and then later was the night of nisuin. And what we're going to discuss is A, chuppas nida, chas v'chalila, and B, the halachos of dam b'suin. Let's pick up in the tour. Let's see it in the tour. In Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sif Dalit, the tour is actually continuing from last week's topic. And last week's topic was dam chimud. So in the context of dam chimud, what happens if the chassan and kala weren't careful about dam chimud? Over v'konsa tochas manazeh. What happens if he actually did nisuin during the period in which we have to be choshesh that there was dam chimud? So then lo yisiach nirima. Then in such a case, yichud is aser. And here we have a very, very interesting shita about what is supposed to be done. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet says that when she becomes a nida, or when they're prohibited to be alone with each other because either one is an avel, so then hu yashin im hanashin v'hi yishena im hanashin. Kishar chasen shepirsa ishto nida. So we back into the halachos of a phenomenon in which a woman comes into a nida, that just like when it comes to dam chimud, so that's how it got into Kuf Tzadi Beis, the halacha would be that they be usher to be alone with each other. In other words, not only is there an iser of them having relations, but we have a new halacha of an iser yichud prior to a husband and wife having relations. So then there, even though normally a husband and wife are allowed to be miyached, as the Gemara says, pas pas besalo, over here the halacha is different. Here it's aser beinu mutal mechacham o'acher lafukim idivei Rambam. There is a shita of a Rambam who says that we trust a Talmud Chacham. We do not paskin that way. No one paskins this way. Chosin shepirsa kalos onida kodem shabal leha. Also it's yachadimah elohu yashen bein ha'anashim hi yishana bein ha'anashim. So we've backed into that sugya. V'im mishabal pirsanida mutar l'siyached. We mentioned because that's pas besalo. And he concludes that there is one dissenting view who says that not only is there a problem with yichud, but there's an even more fundamental problem. Kasav Rambam concludes the Torah, Nida, kivan shein rudaviyah, ein chupaso chupa, achetetar, velo nira ladoni avi harash. So the Rambam is of the opinion that a woman who is a Nida cannot become a Nesua, that you can't do Nesuin. In fact, this might surprise you because we don't discuss this at all in practical halachic literature, but it actually, in the practical book of halacha, it actually is found in Evan Ezer and Simon Samach Beis, if I'm not mistaken, the Mechaber Paskins, kosher, that is a good idea. He says, he Paskins lichatchila, that would be a good idea that one should not marry, a woman should not do nisuin when she is a nida. Chacham Avadia Zatzal quotes this, but at the end of the day, it seems that the minig nefutzos be Yisrael, maybe once upon a time it was easier to postpone a nesuin. The minig is not that way, even though the mechaber says that it's a davar kosher not to get married as when she is a nesua. We don't pass him like the Shita of Rambam, but from the Rambam, it could very well be that she would not even qualify as a nesua altogether. It's well known that the Rishonim have a bomb kasha on the Rambam. We'll just spend a couple minutes to discuss that. And that is that this shita of the Rambam is difficult from a Gemara in Yevamos. The Beis Yosef quotes this in Dibur HaMasel Kasav Rambam, right before Kasav Od, towards the end of our Simen, actually the third to last Dibur HaMasel, I would say about 20 lines before the end of the Simen. They all ask on the Rambam, how could it possibly be that the Rambam says that in such a case, the chuppah would not take effect, but the Gemara discusses expressly in Yevamos Nun Zayin Amud Beis that almana lekohen gadol, so then in such a case, there is an iser lav, and if, however, they violated that, and they didn't nesuin, so she is a psula, yesh chuppah lepsolas. So this is the Ran in Ksubis on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. This is one of the cheerful shiurim in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. There are a lot of cheerful topics in the beginning of Ksubis. This is one of the famous topics, the Ran, on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, on the Dapim of Rif, asks that question on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that there is no chuppas nida? Again, this is now the Hasbir Shitas HaRambam. It shouldn't be that A, we allow such an important sheet of the Rambam to go by, even though it's not halacha l'maisa. B, is the yisod to be miyashi for the Rambam, is a beautiful yisod that we heard from our great Rabbeim, which is based on a yisod gadol that we discussed in previous shiurim. So I couldn't let it pass up, even though, forgive me, that will go on for 3 hours, 3 minutes, not 3 hours, God forbid, 3 hours, 3 minutes and 36 seconds, not halacha l'maisa. I apologize, I'll have to do tshuva on that come Yom Noraim time. So just for the yisod in the Shitas HaRambam, so Rav Shechter Shlita has a beautiful mahalach. In my sefer, I quoted another couple of terutzim. Ultimately, I went with our great Rebbe's teretz. Rav Naftali has a teretz. The Beis Meir has a teretz. One of the great Rosh Yeshivas today in Bnei Brak, one of the biggest lamdanim today, Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, sefer Vizoy Sli Yaakov, also has a beautiful mahalach. He talks long. He says beautiful Torah. It takes 25-30 pages. Rav Shechter gives a mahalach that's beautiful and based on the yisod that we've developed previously. If you remember, we were medayik in the Rambam in previous shiurim that the Rambam holds that a nida is an iser erva. We had a big machloikis rishonim whether nida is an iser erva or not. Rav Sack Shlita, when he goes to yeshiva that discusses that learning ksubas and kedushin, invariably he discusses this shiur, which is really based on his Rebbe's Torah. It's based on Rav Shechter's Torah, which Rav Shechter wrote over here in the Ginas Ego. So the big discussion whether Nida is an Erva, and that was our previous shiur, Nafkamina, for cases of a doctor and so on and so forth. So we saw that the Rambam holds that Nida is an Erva. So Rav Shechter posits the following. He suggests the following, that even though we saw that there is a Xeris HaKosov that says that despite the fact that Kedushin is not tofes by Arayos, generally Kedushin is not tofes by Arayos, the one exception, the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amid Aleph says, is Nida. Then Nida is an exception to the rule. In fact, we pointed out that's one of the reasons that the Rishon disagree with the Rambam and hold Nida is not an error, because Nida doesn't produce Mamzeres, Nida doesn't create a Psul Kedushin. However, nevertheless, the Rambam seems to say in a few places that Nida is an Erva, and that Rav Shechter outlines in a sefer on Kuf Dalad in the second column, as well as quoting from the Rav Zatzal in the beginning of the fourth parak of Isurei Bia, that the Rambam says, Hanida harei kishar kol araya. So Nida falls into the category of Erva. So Rav Shechter then suggests brilliantly, it's a little bit of a chiddush, one could be mefalpa with this, but in page Kufay, in the second column of the photocopy, that's the second page, Rav Shechter suggests the following: Me'afta yesh lomar shechein avim Rambam b'safek haGemara diksubis ikan yechupa d'lo chazil bi'olo. The Gemara has a suffix whether a chupa is kona when it's not chazil bi'a. Yesh lomar the after kedushin tovsim benida mikol makom me'achar she'ervahi iyer shelitfos ba ishes gemura. It's very logical that even though the Gzeres Hakasa will say that yes she could get married, but is this really truly ishes? So Gemara, that's what the Gemara is raising. When the chuppah is lo chazil abiyah, I can't elaborate on that Gemara right now, but when the chuppah is lo chazil abiyah, so what the Gemara means is it could very well be that there's no nisuin. Regular erva, there isn't even kedushin. So we have a xeris hakosav, it gives us an exception, says the kedushin will be chal. But a relationship, nisuin, the nisuin represents that he's machnis osa labayis, that she's his wife, l'chol davar, lehadavar, she's not his wife. So it's not a chuppah that's chazil abiyah. So even though you have a gzeres hakosav that says that the kedushin takes effect, but maybe the nesuin, because it's an erva, won't take effect. The Ran disagrees. The Ran goes like most Rishonim, Ruba the Rishon, or many Rishonim who hold that they assume that no, Nida is not an erva. Nida just happens to be an iser kares, but it's not. But it's not an erva. So then, in such a case, they equate it with all other cases of chuppah soles, like the case of almana l'kohen gadol, and they say, wait a second, almana l'kohen gadol, Gemara Yevamos Nun Zayin concludes that it's chal. Almana l'kohen gadol is not roi labia. You're not roi labia. So then, in such a case, if it's chal for that, it's going to be chal for nida. But the Rambam holds not that way. What's the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that nida is a category by itself. Our great Rebbe explained it's a category of itself. If it's a category by itself, so then in such a case, it could very well be that the chuppah won't be chal. This is a beautiful, beautiful yishuv to the Ran's kasha. The Ran is saying that the chuppah l'psoles, you will say that the same halacha will apply from nida to almana l'kohen gadol. No, that's a different world. Kach Dor V'Serach, the beautiful, beautiful pshat. Okay, so this is the pshat in the Rambam. Of course, la halacha, we don't pask in that way. So let's get now into the nitty gritty. The nitty gritty is that Nisuin is chal. Nisuin is going to be chal. But as the Beis Yosef mentions, there is a discussion: how do we avoid the yichud, the problem that there is an iser yichud when it comes to nida? Now, there's a lot to say on that topic. Here, I'll make deference to the fact that this is the focus is halacha lemaisa. There's a lot to be mefalfel in terms of the details of the iser yichud, particularly with the nida prior to bia. We're not going to focus too much on that. We're going to get straight into the practicalities as described in the Shulchan Aruch, although we'll do it through a good Havana in the Rishon. Says the Mechaber, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis Sivdalot. Over the concept of Zman Zeh. V'chein Chosen Shepir Tzad Kalos Onida Kodim Shebo Alel Lo Yifyachid Ima Elu Hu Yashin Bein Hanashim Hi Yishana Bein Hanashim. So that is the bottom line in terms of him and her. They're not allowed to be Miyachid. We're going to discuss now through the eyes of the Ramah exactly what is the parameters of this Iser Yichud. Says the Rambam, Yesh Omer, Imi Haisa Tahora Kishin Nasa V'lo Ba'alel U'Pirsani De'achakach Eina Tzricha Shimur Od. So first of all, the premise of the Iser Yichud is that a regular husband and wife are mutter for Yichud because it's past Besalo. In other words, the husband and wife have been looking forward to being with each other, so we're afraid that their Yetzer is going to be tokef. However, the Turmas Hadeshin has an interesting chiddush. Turmas Hadeshin says, what happens if they show that they're not so interested in Bia? They're not so interested. So then in such a case, then we're not afraid that his Yetzer is going to be tokef. And the Turmas Hadeshin is mechadish that if there was an extended period of time that they didn't have relations with each other, so then in such a case, it could very well be that if later on she was Poreis Nida, again, the case is that she was Leo's Muteres to her husband, she was Muteres to Yaakov, and then what happened was they didn't have relations, and a night later she was Poreis Nida. So then in such a case, it could very well be that there is not going to be any Iser of Yichud. However, the conclusion is V'amachmir Tavo Alav Abracha. So a few very practical points before we get to the nitty-gritty of the Iser Yichud. First of all, the Ramah concludes the following. V'haminag likach no, that's not the line I'm looking for. There's a line where the Ramah speaks about, yeah, it's actually in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. The Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel says that Ubal nefesh yochush la'atzmo shelo lischok bitinokos. The last line in the Oli Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. The Mefarshim explained that what the Ramah is referring to is the following: that there used to be that husband and wife didn't want to automatically become usher to each other because of dam besulim. We're going to learn shortly that when it comes to dam besulim, that it's usher for a couple to be with each other afterwards. So there was some who just were physical with each other, but they didn't consummate the bia. So the Ramah says over here that bal nefesh yochush latzmo shlo litzchok bitinokes, that here tinokes just means a younger girl that he married, but the bottom line is that for whatever reason he didn't want to consummate the marriage, so the Ramah says that that is inappropriate. So what does this mean, halacha lemaisa? What it means, halacha lemaisa, is as follows, and that is the moment in which the husband and wife are in a state in where they're relatively capable of having tashmish. In other words, they're not too exhausted and they're the right emotional place. It's not appropriate to postpone because in such a case, then it could come to hotzah zara v'atala and other things. And memela, the halacha is that they should have relations with each other sooner rather than later. At the same time, I want to emphasize that sometimes weddings end very, very late at night, and if the chasen and kala are exhausted, so then in such a case, then of course they could sleep a little, and the post can bring down, even the chasidisha post can, I think I saw this in Rav Ozner and others, that they could have relations the next morning, and they don't have to do it right when they come back. But me'idach gisa, bal nefesh yochush latzmo shelo lischok b'tinoka. So therefore, even though the Trumas Hadeshen says that if they held back from not having relations, then maybe in such a case there wouldn't be an Isser Yichud, that is not the approach that we have. When they are capable and ready, then they should have Tashmish. The Shach drives this point home even more succinctly in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, that he says, V'nira de idna shaminik shalo livo. And so he makes reference to that phenomenon that the Rama was coming to preclude, that there were people who they didn't want to be usher to each other right off the bat, so they would wait 2 or 3 days before they have relations. So the Shach says that's a minik shtus, it's not correct. So then, in such a case, the Shach says, according to that minug, it would be true that there wouldn't be a problem if they weren't being physical otherwise, so then there would not be a problem of them having an Isser Yichud. Bottom line, as far as this question is concerned, if you take a look, Rav Sabalovsky Shlita, in the photocopy we have, is right after Rishimos Shi'urei Agrit, which we're going to get to, on the last page of the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, on the top of the page, he quotes a heter from Chacham Avadia that requires a lot of platus, shoulders, to rely on, but there are people who rely on this heter of Chacham Avadia, and that is the following. The Chacham Avadia says that there is an instance where, even though they didn't consummate, it's the last page 106, where, an instance where they did not consummate the marriage, nevertheless, in other words, they did not have bia, nevertheless, if she was pores nida, the halacha would be that she and he would be able to sleep together in the same room, and that is the suggestion that pas besalo could be achieved, top line on page 106. Ravad Yosef, however, quotes the opinion of Choshev Eifot, who issues a lenient ruling, provided that the couple has at least experienced Kirav Basar. If the couple was already hugged and kissed and so on, and then she was Pores Nida, so then the Chidu Eina Chanami. We don't use the Heter of the Ramah and say, well, that they held back from the Yetzer, so then in such a case, Yichud is Mutter. What about the other direction? The other direction, and that is, they already were physical with each other, physically intimate, but they didn't have intercourse. So then in such a case, Chacham Avadia is Mechadish, then in such an instance, it would be considered Pas Bisalo. I ran this by Rav Nevensal about 3 or 4 years ago, when this was Halacha Lamaisa for a Talmud of mine. The Talmud called me up, and his wife, this bears out a little bit what Rabbi Bleich had said. It's not once, and it's not twice, and I haven't yet had the schus to have thousands of Talmidim. But it's not once, it's not twice that Talmidim have called me up in the middle of the night of the first wedding, the first night after their wedding. She was Tahora prior to the wedding, during the wedding, and when she came home, all of a sudden, she found Dam, which sounds a little bit along the lines of a Dam Chimud. I was discussing this with my wife, and she pointed out that it's happened more than once, more than twice. So in that case, the case with this Talmud 3 years ago, I was in his chasana in the States, and so he told me afterwards, he asked someone who is, for lack of a better term, is a well-known chasan teacher in the yeshiva shevelt, and if I'm not mistaken, he said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that since they had hugged and kissed in the Yichud room, so then in such a case, then they will already have a din of pas besal. It's quite a chiddush. When I told Rav Nevensal, he was a little taken aback. But here, Rav Sabalovsky does quote in the name of Chacham Avadya Zatzal, which, by the way, is the reason that the Chasan and Kala should have some physical contact. If a Mora Hora will suggest this heter, so then in such a case, then in such a case, one could rely on it. There are many who disagree. If you look at the previous page, he quotes that there are generally, the Chazon Ish generally is machmer in the above shaila, a slightly different wrinkle in the case. You could take a look over there. But at the end of the day, this is the chiddush of Chacham Avadia that you should know. Okay, so that's number one. Number one is what we're discussing in the Ramah is A. When does the Isser Yichud not apply? One possibility is that in the Ramah we have a case of where they held off for a while for being intimate with each other, and therefore the Yetzer is not so strong. Generally, most poskim do not rely on this. I would just add, though, it's on the books in the Ramah. And that is in an instance where, for whatever reason, what happened was they did not have relations with each other because something happened. And a while passed, and they didn't focus on intimacy at all. It would seem to me that there's room for a posek to take that into account in terms of a sniff lachas. That's one extreme. The other extreme is also where they didn't have relations yet. There is no Isser Yichud, and that you have the Chiddush of Chacham Avadya, that if they already hugged and kissed, so then in such a case, that might be enough. However, the rule of thumb generally, of course, is that there is an Isser of Yichud. V'amachmir tov alav v'racha v'ein l'chalik b'zeh b'ein bochor la'almon o b'sula la'almona. Period. Now, what exactly, I said the nitty-gritty, now we're going to get to it, the nitty-gritty of the Isser Yichud itself. Zok te heli gerama. Yesh oimrim. Shasura liyachid imo bayom kamo balayla. There are some who say that yichud is prohibited during the day as well as in the night. This is the opinion of the Rush. The Rush, as quoted by the Tur, and the Beis Yosef has this as well. The Rush quotes a fascinating Ravid, which the Rama is going to mention in a moment. That the Ravid is medayik from Lashon HaGemara. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal loved this diuk, and that is that the Gemara says Hu Yashem Beinu Anashim V'hi Yashana Bein Hanashim. It's very interesting. The Gemara isn't magdir it as an Isser Yichud, and there are sugyas in Kedushin that we talk about an Isser Yichud. Yes, the modern day poskim, the Chazon Ish and others, compare the Isser Yichud, the classic Isser Yichud, to a Chupas Nida, but in the Gemara, you don't have the two run together. So the Ravid has the following ha'ara that drives the Rush crazy. The Ravid's ha'ara is that the Isser is specifically at night. They're not allowed to sleep with each other. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, argues the Ravid. The Ravid always has a unique angle. He doesn't care what anybody else says. He says, yeah, people put the two together. But who's Hashem Bein Anashi Isha? Oh, says the Ravid. That's it. That's it. But the Ravid takes the diuk even further. That's diuk number one of Hu Yashin Beino Nashim. You can take a look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes this all. Number two, he says, is this is not the regular halacha of Yichud, where you say that one person is matir, right? The halacha is two men, one woman, except according to the Rambam. The halacha is two men, one woman. The halacha is there's no Yichud. Why? Because one man breaks Yichud. However, here, it has him, Bein HaAnashim, V'hi Yashana Bein HaAnashim, says the Ravid, so you need two Shomer. The Rush goes ballistic. The Rush says, what is going on? What's going on over here? The Rush says, the halacha is, the one Shomer is, where do you find in Shas that you have more than one Shomer? Of course, in Hilchos Yichud, one Shomer, if the Shomer is reliable, is going to be enough. So let's see it in the words of the Ramah, and please look in to the Beis Yosef when you have time as well. So Zok the Ramah, Yesham Shasul Yached Imo Beyom Kama Belayla Ve'ein Tzarech Liyo Shtei Shmiros Rak Hu Yash Bein Anashim. Oh, he Bein Anashim. So the Gemara says Hu Ve'hi, that's Lav Dafka V'mein Mishem Echad Erechad Einam Tzrichem Shimur Klal. And if they're in two separate areas, so then in such a case they don't need Shimur at all. Now the Chazon Ish that I photocopied for you on the Marim Mekomos, I gave you the Marim Mekom as well, it's in Yoradei Tzadi Aleph Dalit, says, as we're going to see, there are areas where we're more machmir in this Isser Yichud as opposed to others. And the Chazon Ish says it's not enough if they're simply in two different rooms without a Rishus HaRam in between them or without somebody else in between them, as I'll elaborate shortly. But I just want to point out that it's not just the Chazon Ish points out that the Ramah is not describing that they're going to take a hotel room and they'll have adjacent rooms. He'll be in his room, she'll stay in his room, and they know for sure they're not going to go from one to the other. No, it's Isser Yichud. No. In such a case, halacha is that is not acceptable, and we'll see in a moment what, I know I'm not saying what you're supposed to do, but I'm not there yet. So far, you should know that when the Ramah says, Vim einam sheinim b'cheder echad, it doesn't mean adjoining rooms. It's talking about something else. V'yesh omrim, now he gets the Ravid. D'b'layla tzarech shtei shmiras, u'b'yom mutalis yached. And some say Lila needs two shmiros, and during the day you're allowed to be miyached. In the booklet, I gave you a photocopy from a sefer that hasn't yet come out, but I'm really excited about it, and that is Rav Yitzchak Reichman. That's our great Rebbe, Rav Herschel Reichman's son, has been working, Rav Moshe Nechemia's brother, has been working on Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim in Hilchos, on Hilchos Nida. It's still in work form, because if you look at the side, for those of you who don't know how editors edit Sfarim, so in the top corner you'll see editor marks. Rav Soloveitchik said an amazing hezber in the Machlokis, starting from Reish Chavav. Says Rishum Ashurim Al Hilchos Nida. Judah Diamond also sent me that they've put together a Shechter Shlita Shiurim as well from the Rav. So there are going to be two Svarim. There's going to be Shur Harav and Rishum Ashurim coming out almost about the same time on Hilchos Nida, and it's fantastic. And Chaval, there's a lot of stuff from the Torah of the Rav that in the Hilchos Nida sort of hasn't been discussed. So I want to share with you a fascinating, and I'll get in through the back door, Chas v'chalila, to discuss Shita Sarishon, that's not halacha l'maisa, but here there's a fascinating halacha l'maisa that comes out of it as well. First, let me give me another 2 minutes to share with you the Yisod, and then I'll get to halacha l'maisa. So it goes as follows. Isn't it interesting that when the Beis Yosef brings it down, the Beis Yosef quotes two machlokas. One's a machlokas between the Raivin and the Rosh, how many shomrim you need. And the other is whether there's the Isser Yichud by Yom as well as Balayla. But when the Ramah brings it down, the Ramah puts the two together. So the Rav Zatzal asked, why did the Ramah put the two together? They're two independent machlokas. And his answer, first he plows through Hilchos Yichud that I'm not going to get involved with now. Chaval, I didn't know about this earlier. But leaving that aside, the Rav answered for the Yisod, for those of you who are looking for it to see it inside, he says the punchline is V'nira Lefarish. V'nira Lefarish on page Reish Chavav, and the Halacha L'maisa is going to be all the way later on Reish Lamed Beis. And that the Rav Zatzal suggested towards the bottom of Reish Chavav. The Rav Zatzal suggested beautifully. He said the Raivin and the Rosh is one machlokas. Listen to this, Rav Zatzal. This is worth $1 million. The Raivin and the Rosh is one machlokas, and that's what the Ramah is saying. It's beautiful. There's one fundamental chakira over here. The Isser of Chasan and Kala, to be together when she is a Nida. Is that a regular Isser Yichud? Or is it a Bazundaradin, a separate Gzeira? You remember the Raivin was Madayik from the Lashon HaGemara, Hu Yashin Beinu Anashim, Hi Yishan Beinu Anashim. As I dramatized earlier, there was no reference over there to any terms in regular Hilchos Yichud that you have in Kedushin, at the end of Kedushin. Rather, it's a separate halacha, Hu Yashin, but not Nisr Yichud. The Rosh came back to the Raivin, and the Rosh said, what are you talking about? In Yichud, do you differentiate between night and day? Of course you don't. Why? Because the Rosh understood it's modeled after, the Din D'Rabbanan is modeled after regular Dina Yichud. In Kainim Advarim, then L'shitasam. What do you need? The Rosh took the Gemara Lav Dafka, Hu Yashin V'Hu Yishana. He took a Lav Dafka, and therefore he says, all you need is a Shmir, like regular Hilchos Yichud, because it's regular Hilchos Yichud. It's a regular Gzeira. But the Raivin understood, no. The Raivin understood this is not Nisr Yichud. It's a halach in the way they're supposed to sleep with each other. And he takes the Gemara literally. Kafter Farsa fits into the words of the Ramah. That's why the Ramah put together these two Diyunim. It's not two independent machlokis between the Raivin and the Rush. It's a Raivin Rush, Lishitas, and this is so yakar, so beautiful. Oh, here comes the woozy. And I wish Rav Soloveitchik Shlita had brought this down in the Sefer. Could be that it's not so well known. Could be that the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik and Hilchos Nida is not so well known. Here's the bomb. You want to hear a bomb? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Halacha L'maisa, page Reish Lamed Beis. And I'm Choshesh, this might even go back to Rav Chaim.
And
you're going to turn the yeshivish world upside down with this. Listen to this. Ramesha Salvechik said, if that's so, halacha lemaisa, when there was a chuppas nida, he had the chassan and the kala be miyached. You hear it? Why? There's a problem. If there's no yichud, and you hold like those Rishonim who say that the halacha is that nesuin is yichud, so then there's a bracha levatala on the berachas hanesuin. It's a bracha levatala. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik argued, who makes more sense? The Ravid! That's the Pashas of the Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara. He went through Rishonim and Beis Yosef, v'chule v'chule v'chule. Rav Ramah mentions the Ravid, etc. Based on the above lamdus, he thought the Ravid was the Pashtus. So when is it usur for the husband and the wife to be alone? Only when they're sleeping. So he said, for sure during the daytime, they should be miyached. Get out of the bracha levatala. Well, all these chashev rabbanim, Rav HaGoyim, all them are saying, and nowadays it's not Rav HaGoyim, HaGoyim, HaGodol, v'chulei, 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 all them are saying these brachas, and all them are bracha levatala. All them are bracha levatala. The answer is what? The answer is that you do mamish yichud. Yichud is asr. Yichud is asr only b'layla. That's b'yom. What happens if they get married at night? Come on. This is, they're going to sleep? They're not going to sleep. For sure they can't touch each other. They still can't touch each other, right? They'll be over nisr, but in terms of the yichud, they should dafka b'yom. Amazing. Why? Because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held. We talk like the Ravid. Halacha lemaisa, I've never heard anybody be knowing like this. There's a classic brisker chat. It's hafladik. Chaval, this is not more well known in the world. And now let's get to the normative psak and what most people do. But this is the cheshbon. He felt Rav Moshe. We're not up to halacha lemaisa yet. No. These are chidushei brisk. This is chidushei brisk. I would like to see. I didn't have time to. Judah Diamond sent me the Shiurei Harav of Schefter's notes. I didn't have a chance to compare it to how Rav Schefter would be Menasech. Rav Schefter, I'm sure, would be very upset if anybody would follow this. But at the end of the day, you should know that this is a fascinating. So it's definitely, I think, Emes Lamito in terms of what the Machlokes Rishonim is. And then it's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik felt that the Pashas would like to arrive at, hence the conclusion. Fascinating. Okay.
Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, sure.
Why does Rav Moshe Soloveitchik feel like more pshat
like the Ravid? Take a look. It's a simple reading. Gemara. Take a look at the notes.
Well, what's the story?
Yeah, Rav Moshe. Because he says that the Isser is not dafka night. The Isser is when they're going to sleep. And therefore, it's when they're clearly it's the beginning of the wedding. They're not going to sleep. So he felt that, you're right. That's a little bit of a leap as well. I would not be surprised that this yisod comes from Reb Chaim himself. But either way.
At what point would it be considered a hefsek in the bracha? They can only have yichud during the day.
That's a big discussion in the poskim. The hefsek in terms of birchas nesuin. I'll just give you an example of that where that comes up. It comes up for Sfardim, who hold that the real Nesuin is not simply Yichud, but is when he takes her to his house, the simple reading of the Rambam. So Chacham Avadya talks about in his Sefer. Chacham Avadya discusses that in the context of the Heter of when does a woman become Nesuin. This is why the Hamon Am is interested in this Shaila. You know why the Hamon Am is interested in this Shaila? Because when does a woman have to start covering her hair? And Arusa doesn't have to cover her hair. Nesua has to cover her hair. When does she have to start covering her hair? If you hold that Nesuin is from Chuppah, then she has to start covering her hair under the Chuppah. She has to take out the Shetel pins right after the Eris and put on the Shetel right then and there. It would be quite uncomfortable. So then, or do you say the Yichud is from the Yichud room? So in some worlds, that's how it does. The girl will not wear a Shetel at the chuppah, but in the yichud room, she'll put on a sheitel. And then there are some who don't put on a sheitel at all. What's their argument? Chacham Avadya discusses that they hold that when does she become a suah? She comes only a suah when she goes home with him. So then he gets stuck. He gets stuck. But wait a second, the Birchas Nesu'in was done 8 hours ago, 9 hours ago. Okay, so that's where they're mefalpel in that, and that's Chacham Avadia is a longer Birchas Nesu'in. But we got to get back to our topic. Okay, so I mean I know the Grus guys like to talk about shetels, but okay. So now or Peis, however it is. So Nachzar in Yanenu. So what is the general what do most poskim do in a case of chuppas yichud? So first of all, I photocopied for you the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish points out that we're actually generally quite more machmir for regular hilchos than regular hilchos yichud. For example, I don't have this photocopied, but the Chazon Ish talks about, I have this in my sefer in Hilchos Yichud, Chazon Ish talks about that what happens, this comes up, by the way, in Hilchos Yichud, let's say you have people that are staying next to each other, but you're concerned. The doors, it's locked, but how do you know that she's not going to open up the door, he's not going to open up the door? So Halacha is as follows. If the general rule of thumb is that women are good and men are evil, and the Halacha follows this way, and therefore it goes as follows. If the woman has the key on the inside, okay, this is, I'm making a Yisod Hilchos Yichud, so that will apply also to Chuppas Nida as well. If the woman has the key on the inside, and she's able to open and lock the door, so then in such a case, there isn't an issue of Yichud. However, that's in general in Hilchos Yichud. However, the Chazon Ish points out, that is not what we follow in terms of a case of where the Kala who became a Yichud, who became a Nida before they consummated the marriage. There the Halacha is, according to a simple reading of the Gemara, is Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim V'hi Yishana Bein HaAnashim. In practical terms, what that means, and this is generally what's followed in Eretz Yisrael, in Os Hei, in the Chazon Ish, five lines in, Umihu, Im Ima Yishana Ima, V'amafteach B'yad Ha'em L'kulei Alma Shari. So if the Chazon Ish went with the reading of the Gemara, it's Hi Yishana Bein HaAnashim, and then in such a case, he says, we're Mekel, if she's going to sleep with her mother, even though they'll be in the same house, and the Mafteach is Biyada, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish is Mekel. However, in terms of very practical terms, from what I understood is that the poskim tend to be a little bit more Mekel than even that. Even though the Pischei Tshuva is critical of this, the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Zayin is critical of simply the Ima being Shomeres. And you take a look over there, Rav Willig Shlita many years ago when I did Shimush with him, with Rav Bednarsh, many, many years ago, I jotted down that Rav Willig said that that is the Minhag, and this is what Rav Miller also said, Shiurim here as well, is that generally the mother of the Kala serves as the Shomeres. What did Rav Miller, how did he describe it in very practical terms? It seems like today what they will do is if the door is left open and she's sleeping in her parents' house, they both, even though it's not the simple reading of the Gemara, it's definitely not the simple reading of the Ravid, but it seems like the minhag in such a case is that they sleep in the same room with the door slightly ajar, and that her mother is in the house, so that is going to be a... Her father could also be in the house, but the point is that her mother is in the house as well. That is the way in which the Chazon Ish's psak has been executed, even though it's a chiddush. Even though it's a chiddush, a simple reading of the Ramah is quite more machmir. But it seems this is how I heard from Rav Willig and from Rav Miller as well, when in his shiurim as well, if I understood correctly. You could also ask Rav Miller as well that they would. Oh, yes, correct. In other words, it's taking the Chazon Ish even a step further. But the point is that the door should be open, and that would be enough if she's sleeping in her parents' house. And generally that is what is done. We did not discuss what's done in the Yichud room. So in the Yichud room, so here, Minig America and Minig Eretz Yisrael are different. Here's a case of where Minig America is to follow the simple reading of the Ramah, and that is Vahaminig. Let's conclude the Ramah. Vahaminig lika katan etzah katan uktana etzah kala ve'emes yachdim biyom below katan uktana. So, like you pointed out, the simple reading of the Ramah is that a katan would sleep with the chasan, a ktana would sleep with the kala. Again, from my rabbeim, I heard more lenient in halach lamaisa. Again, but the door should be open. the door should not be, even though they are poskim, to the hallway, to the hallway.
From the college room?
Yeah, where the chassan, again, my, from what I understood from my rabbeim, was that they would sleep, what's that? Because the mother could walk in. It's considered as if the mother is there. We consider that as considered as
so the mother's door. The mother's door doesn't need to be open.
No, but she could be able to walk by. And what about yichud? So the Ramah concludes ve'ein misyachnim biyom below katan oktana. So the Ramah, of course, at night follows the Ravid. Simple reading is hu yashin bein anashim v'hi yashana bein anashim. During the day, we follow the Rosh, and that is that we have a katan oktana. I think in those days, what was assumed is that the inconspicuous way to get rid of the problem of yichud, when they go, we don't want to announce, there's no mitzvah to announce that she is a nida. By the way, when the chassan puts on the ring when she's a nida, it's fine, there's no iser moshe, the gzera doesn't apply in such a case. He can put it on regularly, he doesn't toss it to her, he doesn't drop it in her hand, he puts it on, his hand would be on the gold, her, and try to slip it onto her finger, v'chulei, and that's how it will be done then. There's no reason why anybody has to know, and that's what was done, l'dorei doros, is they would put a katan or a ktana. By the way, it can't be a very young katan and ktana. There has to be a katan or a ktana that if they saw them have relations, the child would go to another adult and say that they saw something that was strange. In other words, if it was a katan or a ktana, they're not yodim tambiya, and wouldn't notice that it's anything strange, so then in such a case it wouldn't follow zichud. As breaking yichud, the post can discuss age 9, age 8, and so on. So it's a relatively, but usually, if the Baruch Hashem, it's a large family, put in a nephew or a niece, and so on, and they don't even know what's or a cousin. They don't really, the kids don't know what's going on. No one else knew that was done beforehand. The brother or the Rav arranges it beforehand. That's the Minig America, and that's what Rav Miller said, that Rav Willig told him as well, as what is done in America, and that's how I remember it as well. Yichud room, correct. We're talking about the Yichud room now.
But just the Yichud room.
And during the day, next day?
And the next day in general, Yichud, you're asking what about Yichud in general during the day? Until they have bia, yes. The halacha is that you're going to need they can't be miyachid as well. But there, no. The answer is that they have the door open. That's fine. In other words, you see, the reason why. Let me just clarify one thing. The reason I'm talking about the yichud room specifically is because the yichud room, everybody's watching, right? Everybody goes to the yichud room. So when everybody is watching, so what we do is we create a situation where it's really not yichud. And that's what the Ramah is. That's what the how we use this Ramah. But you're right, Ramosha. There is still an Isser Yichud all the time. And in fact, I remember when I did have a Chassan Kala spoke to me about this. That was something they have to keep in mind, not only at night but even throughout the day, that the door would be open as well. Unfortunately, if a couple is in this situation where there's a Chuppas Nida, in such a case, that's something to think about whether to adjust plans to go to her parents' house until and not go to a hotel and so on. Okay.
Can I just have a cut and stay by them, like the whole week?
Possibly, yes. Well, no, the problem is going to be at night, though. The problem is not, what's the Hagdar of Hu Yashim Bein Anashim and Hu Vihiyashim?
But the Ramah closed the cut.
No, the Ramah was only the daytime. Vei Misyachtim Biyom Kolo Katan Oktana. It's important.
The cut being in the room with them, would it be better than the mother just in the house?
Well, that's a question of how you, that requires Shelas Rav. That requires Shelas Rav, and that I would take on a case by case basis. Also, every case is very, very different. So the case that I had was a case in where it took a while for her period to stop, and they went up to camp. So you're not going to tell them to change their lives up, to turn their lives upside down. So what they did was they kept the door open, which was quite uncomfortable. Quite uncomfortable, but there's mamish case of chuppas nida v'chulei. All right, nachzor l'inyanenu. As far as the details, I'd rather each case. These are the klolim. This is the chazon ish. This is the minig general in terms of that they generally go to their mother's house. They keep the door open, and that's the general minig. A person though should have shelas rav if necessary. But let me get back to the yichurun, because this happens. This happens sometimes. So the general in America, what will be done is they'll put a katan or a ktana inside or yodim tambia. So then, in such a case, then there isn't yichud. However, Rav Miller said something fascinating. Then Eretz Yisrael, just a second. Then Eretz Yisrael, what they will do is the following: in Eretz Yisrael, they'll actually not have a katan or a ktana inside. They won't be matter yichud like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says. But what they will do is there'll be no one inside, but they won't lock the door and they'll tell the Eidim. So the Eidim will know that it's a chuppas nida. Basically, the question is which is more uncomfortable: to have a katan and a ktana snuck in beforehand, or to have the door closed and tell the Eidim that you should know that it's a chuppas nida. And that the chassan and kal and the edim know that the edim could walk in at any time. So then that's even better than general yichud with the closed door, because the edim could walk in at any time. And then, in such a case, that's what they would generally do. So two minhagei Yisrael, elu ve'elu, nahara nahara pashtei, and this is the sugya be'ezer Hashem of dam besulim. Excuse me, chupas nida. Yes.
So do you ask the chassan kala they would prefer in those two cases, or in America they only do that?
That's a good question.
Because like mistama the edim aren't actually coming in.
Right. Nachon. They generally won't. It would be something that to ask the rabbanim in America. I think in many ways the Eretz Yisrael minig is a bigger kula.
Right.
The Eretz Yisrael approach is the more. And many times the mini Yerushalayim is actually the more lenient one. I think there's room to kimitzion te say sara dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It always goes that way. We were discussing this yesterday. The Baruch Hashem now in America, Baruch Hashem is the way it should be. Pardon me that I'm talking this way. America now in the Olam HaTorah, they can't move until they get approval from Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shapler Shlita points out that they have to be familiar with the mentality in America and the realities and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, now the center of Torah has moved to Tartzenu HaKadosha, and in terms of big decisions, a lot of times are not done. I think that there is room to carry over this minhag, but a Mora Hora should be consulted. Sif Hei concludes in Kuf Tzadi Beis. Maksa Grushasa Tzvicha Leishiv Shivanakiyam. The Chashashiv Tav Chimut also applies for a couple that's gotten divorced and wants to remarry. In such a case, there also is a requirement of Shiva Nakim. Okay, our second topic that's Dam Chimut, correct. It's based on the Chash of Dam Chimut. Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, we're Be'ezer Hashem going to begin the Sugya of Dam Besulim. The Gemara tells us that, and this is spelled out very clearly in the Mishnah, in the 10th Perek in Nida, that an instance where a husband and wife have relations, the dam, which is the hymenal blood, so that blood is really dam maka. This is a Mishnah in the beginning of Perek HaTinokas, and in the time of the Gemara, there was a discussion of how long could you be tola that the dam was dam besulim and not dam nida. But everything the Gemara tells us as it goes on, Perek HaTinokas, the Beis Yosef quotes the whole story over there, as time went on, the whole halacha became turned on its head. And that is that we were afraid that people would not be able to differentiate between dam besulim and dam nida. And then the halacha is that hakones besula, as the Torah writes, hakones besula bol golus mitzvah hu poresh. That the halacha is that they need to be bol bilas mitzvah and to be poresh. And this is based on the later Amorayim over there in the Gemara that... The Gemara says, "Rabbi Seinu Chazru v'Nimnu Sheibol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh." So the halacha has entirely changed from the time of the Mishnah, and we have to be choshesh for something. Now, what exactly are we being choshesh when it comes to dam besulim? So, in the outline, I actually gave you a bunch of reasons of what exactly is the gzera of dam besulim. The Rosh and Ksubis in Perek Aleph. Simon Tess, I did not photocopy this for you, Kedai to look it up, says that we're choshesh that there was dam nida that was mixed with the dam besulim. So once upon a time they weren't choshesh, however now we are we are choshesh for that mixture of dam nida and dam besuvit. Now, it's interesting to compare what the Rosh writes in Ksuvis to what the Rosh is quoted as saying by us in the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzad Gimel, by us also in Nida, in Perek Yud Simen Aleph, but this is the rationale that the Rosh gives us in Ksuvis. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rajba in the Tshuvas. This is an interesting thing. Usually the Beis Yosef will only quote a Tshuvas HaRajba at the end of the Simen. Here the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas HaRajba towards the beginning of the Simen. And here the Rajba gives two explanations. Number one, the Rajba says, the Gemara in Ksuvis discusses that there were Tanoim, and even many people, says the Gemara, who were baki bahatoya, that they were able to be boel bilas mitzvah, that even though this was the first bia, again, let's just describe the physiology. The physiology is that a woman, when she is a basula, there is a hymen that covers over the area of the canal of the cervix and so on, and that area is penetrated by the aver, and that causes blood. So the Rajba in the tshuva says the following. He says, of course it's dam maka, but at the end of the day, generally we're makel in dam maka. But how do you know if this is really the dam maka? How do you know really it's dam maka? At the end of the day, the Amoraim were described as baki batoya. They were able to be boel without puncturing the basulim. So therefore, since it's common for the fact that there were people with baki batoya, so we have to be choshesh that this is going to be dam nida. In the standard Shiras Devora edition, this is five lines into the wide on page Kuf Lamed Beis. It's actually the first Dibur Maskel, the second Ubasar Hachi, the second Dibur Maskel in Kuf Tzad Gimel, that the Rajba says the Kasa Bechuva Avagav De'en Lecha Maka Gedola Mizu Lo Talina Ba Kide Talinan. Shmuel was the well-known Amora that appears both in Nida and in Ksubis, who said, Yechonli live al kama b'sulas below dam, that he's able, so now, because there are many people, the Gemara in Ksubis seems to say there were many people of baki batoya, so then in such a case we have to be choshesh. So that is reason number two that we have in front of us. I'm not writing on the board because you have it on your outline. That's the reason number two that we have in the Rajba. Number three is a fascinating chumrah from the Rajba. The Rajba says that there were also another reason we're makel in regards to dam besulim is he says really we should be machmir by dam maka. How do you ever know for sure that this is dam maka? Maybe it's dam nida. Chashta reisa should be machmir. But if you remember in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Trumas Hadeshen and others discussed that if you're going to make a woman asr du tabaka, she'll always be asr to her husband. There are going to be women that will always be asr to her husband. So the Rishonim say that because we can't be machmer amaka, we're not machmer amaka. Says the Rajba brilliantly at the end of Dibra Maskel Basar Hachi, right before V'chein Pasak Harash, says the Rajba brilliantly. But there's one case where you could be machmer and dam maka that you don't have to be worried that she's always going to be usher to her husband. You know what that case is? Dam besulim. Because dam besulim happens only once in the life of a woman. That's one thing that's guaranteed, that she's only going to have once, except if it takes a while to get rid of the besulim. But outside of that, generally, it happens once in the life of a woman. And therefore, he says, this is a maka we should be machmer. We should be machmer and maka. Fascinating tshuvas harajba. That's reason number three. Finally, reason number four, I saw a quote in the name of Sefer HaEshkol. I did not have the time to look it up inside, and I did. I looked it up inside, and I couldn't find it in the Eshkol that I had in front of me. I looked it up in another Eshkol, I thought maybe I'll look in the basement, but I didn't have time. And the reason I decided to put on the Maram Kolos, originally I didn't put on the Maram Kolos, but Rav Nevensal mentioned this to me as well in discussing something, Halacha L'Maisa, so I decided to mention the Sefer HaEshkol, and that is that there is some who understood that the chimud itself of Tashmish, of the Bia Rishona, sort of akin to the sugya of Dam Chimud, would bring about Dam Nida. So there was a chshash, not that stam, that this was a regular case of Dam Nida that's mixed up with Dam Besulim, but particularly the chimud of Tashmish would bring about Dam Nida, and that would be confused with Dam Besulim. So four and one are similar, but they're not exactly the same thing. This is what I saw quoted, the Pisrei Tshuvas, the name of the Sefer Eshkol. So these are the four reasons of the Chashash of Dam Besulim, and of course, this is our Shita that we are Machmir. for Dam Besulim based on the Gemara Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish, and this applies to all women. However, you could ask a fundamental shaila in regards to this Gzeir of Dam Besulim. Do we consider Dam Besulim, once we have an Yisr Midrabbanan, we clearly don't believe that this is really Dam Nida, but Chazal made it Aser. So it's Aser, Dam Besulim or Aser. Is the pshat that we turned it into Din Nida, that Dam Besulim has a Din Nida, that Midrabbanan we treat it with all Dine Nida, or no? That it does, it's a separate Gzeira with its own set of rules. The Ravid, in as quoted by the Beis Yosef, I'd like to find it for you where the Ravid is. The Ravid in Dibra Maskel, the Kosova Rajba, in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Rajba is very taken aback that the Ravid has a Chumrah that he thinks is difficult to understand. The Ravid says, if the halacha is that she has a din where she's aser, so the Ravid says, then we're going to have to learn all of the chumras that we learned in Kuf, correct me if I'm wrong, Kuf Pei Dalet, where we learn the halachos of what happens if the husband and wife have relations and she's poris nida b'emtza. Pehe. Kuf Pehe, shkech. That she's poris nida, what's the halacha? The halacha is that it has to wait to be meis be'ever, and only when it's meis be'ever, so then in such a case it could come out. So says the Ravid, quoted Dibra Masel L'Kos of Rashba, that the halacha is that the tashmish is only going to be mutter if and when he's meis, his aver is meis, and then he's going to go out. But he's not allowed to go out without an aver meis, because you give her, she's aser, she has a din nida. Take a look. Vitama lasmcha, and Dibra Maskel L'Kos of Rashba. Vitama lasmcha lehenos bigmar mia? How could it possibly be? The Rashba, though, disagrees. The Rashba disagrees. And he says, no, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter, ve'ena mechuver be'enai. Vare isha zu d'mea tahorim. Ubiyasa muteres ligamri. This woman is mutter. This bia is mutter. The only issue over here that's at play is what? The only issue is that we have a gzeira. But is the bia asur? Do we consider it as if that that this is mamish nida? Hence, there's a machlokis rishonim whether they're allowed to finish bia in a normal fashion. We paskin la halacha. That the halacha is that they're allowed to finish bia in a normal fashion, just like every other relations, which is a little bit of a chiddush. It makes dam besulim an exception to the rule. Generally, the halacha is that they're not allowed to, if she becomes a nida, he has to be porish be'evra meis. Bias mitzvah is different. Hence, the halacha says as follows. The halacha says, says the shachs of Katan Aleph, Afal pish adam shoseis v'yoreit, v'hu adin d'motor lo lifrosh be'ever chai, v'ein tzarech laham tinat shiyomar yomus ha'ever, this is the opinion of the poskim against the Ravid, and it becomes an interesting phenomenon. On the one hand, we say that Dam Besulim is Asur, and she has the halachos of Nida. On the other hand, we say that they're allowed to have Bia in the normal fashion. So Dam Besulim lives in an in-between world, that on the one hand, we don't treat it in always like Dam Nida, yet they're usher afterwards. There is another chumrah that exists in Dam Besulim, and that is even if they don't see any Dam, even if they don't find any Dam, the halacha is that they're usher provided that they consummated the Bia. So let's take a look and see in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, Hakones Besula, Bo'al Bilas Mitzvah V'gomer Biyasa U'Poresh Miyad. If they have relations, he concludes the bia and they separate immediately. Afilu hiktanish lo yi azman liros, v'lo rasa, afilu botka, v'lo matzadam tmeya, shema rasa tipa stam kechardel, V'chipou shichvas zera. So the explanation is, even if they don't see dam, that we're afraid that zera covered it up. That zera, covered up. So in fact, the Prisha and the Torah Shlomim make your point, that they say dam chimur also, that we're going to be choshish, that there was dam, that you didn't see it. However, the Torah Shlomim and the Prisha ask as a question, and their question is that in general, when it comes to dam chimud, they just say that you didn't see it at all, you missed it. Over here, we say v'chipo shichva zera, the shichva zera covered up. So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, some Rishonim don't say v'chipo shichva zera. That seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim. The Prisha's answer is that when it comes to dam chimud, then you're more likely, the dam chimud is coming from the inside, it's coming from the uterus. So it's possible that there was some type of dam and you didn't see it at all. However, when it comes to the hymenal blood, the hymen is on the outside. So then it's more of a kasha that you didn't see it, and therefore you need the explanation, chipo shichva zera, ayin beprisha. Take a look at the Torah Shlomim that gives another teretz to that kasha. Okay. Says the Ramah, v'yesh mekilim im lo ras adam, v'nogu lahakel im lo gamar bia rak ha'araba, v'lo ras adam. Okay, so this, by the way, to this day, is a very difficult judgment call, and that is, and you should know, that in terms of guiding chasen and kala in regards to bias mitzvah, remind me to get back to the meaning behind the term bias mitzvah, guiding them as far as bias mitzvah is concerned, when she becomes usher from dam besulim, is something that's not pashut. In my experience, here I'll do something, the one millionth of what Rabbi Bleich did, in my experience, I have found that more than 50% of chasen and kala are the first try at relations, the chasen and kalas that I've had the schus to speak to, their first try at relations, there usually isn't a full penetration. The besulim are strong, and there isn't a full penetration, and many, many, many a time, she is not usher after the first time. Now, you cannot ask, was there blood? Why? We read the answer to that question, and that is, whether there's blood or not, she is going to be usher, if there was a bia. However, we saw in the Ramah, if it's only hara, what's hara? Hara means the aver just comes in contact with the hymen, but it doesn't penetrate, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that they're mutter. So this will be very common, that a couple will call up and they will say they had relations, but the moment in which the aver went inside, then he didn't feel that he got very far. It just felt like he was repelled. The aver was repelled. So then in such a case, then the halacha is that she is muteris. The judgment call of what is considered that there was penetration of something more than hara is a very, very hard thing to describe in words. Generally, what I wait for the chassan to describe is that he felt the aver go inside, even though he didn't feel that the whole aver went in or it was smooth, and so on and so forth. He felt like that there was some type of penetration, and then in such a case, then mazel tov, then in such a case she is asura. I often tell the chassan that it's likely that the next time there will also be blood, because if there hasn't been a full penetration, the aver didn't go in, sometimes you'll have still bleeding, some remnant bleeding from the besulim, even 2 or 3 months into the marriage. That's not uncommon at all, and we'll discuss shortly what the halacha is. Let's just finish up here, see in the words of Ramah, and then we'll take your question. That we pointed out was his way of getting out of the problem of dam besulim that the Ramah was very strong into discouraging. Yes, questions?
When we were talking about the getter was considered ha'ara, and the ha'ara is discussed in the Gemara, is it the Shika Sever? Or is it's not a Hanasasa ha'ara.
Right.
So then, if so, how are we allowed to be makel for a chassan, asking them exactly what exactly?
No, because that's what I'm describing. A lot of times, the chassan will not have the aver. All that will happen is that if mam is just being a shikas aver, it won't be anything more than that. Mm-hmm. In other words, what we're trying to nishikas aver, meaning when the aver comes in contact with the basulim. So,
wait, the basulim, just the vaginal opening, yeah?
Right.
Not actually, the basulim.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand exactly
the mitzvot. Yeah. Let's ask our rabbi exactly how to define that. But either way, The point being is that there needs to be more than it needs to be that the basulim was penetrated on some level, and that but that it happens even b'miktsas, that would be enough to make them usher. Yeah.
Would this basulim be considered roa makamas kasmus?
Absolutely not. So since you're asking. Dam Basulim is most definitely not Roa Machmas Tashmish. Not only that, I would encourage that every couple who's going to follow the Chumrah that we saw in Kuf Pei Vav of doing Bedikas for Machmas Tashmish, as described by the Mechaber, to only do that 6 months after the marriage, to be sure that any Dam from Dam Basulim is entirely clean.
Yeah, but doesn't that, meaning, let's say...
This is not called Dam Machmas Tashmish. Because
Maka.
We know it's a makkah, exactly. It's a makkah.
Right, but say that isa would only help you if it was seen through a bedika cloth. Let's say she saw blood not on a bedika.
It doesn't matter.
So when do you draw the line? Because for bedika you could say 6 months. For just seeing blood on her leg, let's say after.
If she sees blood on her leg, then that's during the first 6 months. You have all the right to be tola, that's dam basulim. Okay? You ask a couple questions, usually there's pain that's associated and so on, but as a klal, you should know that it's almost always dam basulim, and stay away from bedikos or even any chash, unless you have reason to believe that it's dam machmas tashmish, you could almost always assume that it's dam basulim. Ask a doctor, even if she feels pain as well, so then that would be enough. Yeah?
These were the swim weren't fully penetrated, so if let's say the second time there's blood that comes out, they have to
okay.
off of there.
Yes, okay.
Finish
it, or? So, I'm going to, part of the answer to that question, I don't even want to put on the recording, because I don't want it to be discussed la halacha, because it's not lemaisa. I will answer you. First I'll start with the bottom line, and then I'll give you one marim makom. The bottom line is that all Mora Hora today consider the Dam Basulim even after second or third Bia, as well as being Dam Basulim, and has all the halachas of Dam Basulim, and I'll describe shortly what are some of the nafkaminas between the two. That's Aleph. Beis is that there is a pischei tshuva that I pointed out at the time, but probably it wasn't clear what the implication of that pischei tshuva was. We pointed out a pischei tshuva in around Kuf Pei Zayin, Kuf Pei Ches, that the pischei tshuva did have a havamina that it would only apply to the first bia rishona. However, he quotes that as a havamina of his grandfather and of the Panim Iros, and he rejects it. So there is such a havamina in the poskim, but the minig horah today is to be machmer. However, I will not take sides on the following issue that Simon Shlita has raised, and that is that it could be there might be room to be makil if there's less than a gris. If there's less than a gris on the second time, not the first time. First time you have to be machmer, even if there's nothing. But maybe there's room to be makil on less than a gris from the second time and on. Makom would be that if there's dam that's less than a gris, we could say that it has a din kesem, and then we could say that she's tahora. No, most dam besulim is more than that. The first bia is for sure aser.
Why is there a difference between the first and the second bia?
The reason being is that the original gzeira was only meant to be on the first bia, and everything else is just like a kesem. That's a shtickle chiddush. You'll probably see in the notes that you pointed out to me before. Take a look. I would imagine if Simon and I once discussed this, I can't believe that he didn't mention this in Kuf Tzadi Gimel as a possibility. I don't think it's common for Mora Ora to use it. Although I think the heter is quite intriguing, and there's room to be mefalpel with that. Yes.
If I understand the remark correctly. It says no good husband, no governor be a little after all. That means if the husband has Martio, so there's no kashash of the Sheikh Vatir and the Khatta at the time. And if there's no time, we continue on, no? You mean? Even though it was full penetration.
So Tahara.
The Yesh Mekilim, but we don't follow this.
No, the Nagu. Nagu Nakim.
Im lo gomer bia rak ha'ara.
Rak ha'ara, mash all the way also. If no, gmar bia l'chor, 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 that's the gmar bia, that doesn't mean gmar bia that yet she, that yet she, that's not actually gmar bia. There's no
chash
anymore of
Shikma Jan Mechapet. Nachama, let's read the Rama. V'yesh makilim im lo ra'as adam. Churitz, period. V'nagu lahakel, if there was no dam, im lo gamar bia rak ha'raba v'lo ra'as adam. So, we would be makil if there's only a ra, and there isn't dam. Aval imbala bia mamish sarach lifrosh imena afal pishlo rasa da.
Why? Because
correct. But the halacha lemaisa is if there's bia, we have to be machmir. We have to be machmir even if we don't see da.
Not
more. Well, this is the Rama himself talking.
Again, you, if there was no shechad, there was no chash.
So what would be if there was no shechad zera? That's a fascinating question. What would happen if there was no dam and there was no shichva zera? I mished around a little bit to see if anybody talks about this.
Is that the simple reading of the Ramah?
What's that?
The simple reading of the Ramah.
No, the Ramah's not talking about this. But I hear your ha'ara. I looked around a little bit for that. By the way, I just remembered, as far as Ramosha's question about the second bee and so on, I remember just now the Lashon of the Chachma Sadam. The Lashon of the Chachma Sadam is that we're no egg with dam, kol dam besulim, kidam nida. Kol dam besulim. So that it seems to be from Lashon HaChachma Sadam that we're machmer across the board. Yes?
I really feel that the Shulchan Aruch's chash is Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kachardol. Now we've seen Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kachardol numerous times before in our Limud of Hilchas Nida.
Correct.
Meaning it's true. We do have this chash of the Sheikh Vadzera changing the color of it. But even if you wouldn't find blood, because there's no Sheikh Vadzera, still you have to be choshish, just like we have Shema Shadess and Vichulei, of Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kachadol.
It is interesting that the Mechaber, though, chose the Chipo Sheikh Vadzera. There were Rishonim who didn't say Chipo Sheikh Vadzera.
We saw Rishon that said also that it was like Gam Neba.
Right, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. That I think is, that's Rav Yaakov's diuk, which I think there's merit to. Okay, Rabosai, let's keep on moving. Says the Mechaber, Utsricha Shetivsok Vitara. So now, Rabosai, now we've gone, we're about to go from the first night into the first week. And that is, after a Kala has had Bia Rishona, so then in such a case, she needs to do Hefsik Tara, V'tivdo kol Shiva, and she has to do Shiva Nikiyim, because we treat this, even though it's not mamish like Dam Nida, we're going to see that it's not like Dam Nida. We've seen so far that, number one, that they're able to finish Bia normally, and by the way, this is something I encourage Chassanim as well, because they learn that it's Nida, so then he jumps off of her right afterwards. There's no need for that. They could have regular Tashmish, there's no Lachat, and after the Bia is over, so then he's going to go and they're going to go into separate beds. But it doesn't have to be done with a Gevaldig Aprishus. They have regular Tashmish, and then the halacha is that she's Asura. Okay, so they have a Hefsek Tara, and they do Bedika for 7 days. And here the Mechaber uses a very interesting Lashon. V'lo Tatschil Limnos Ad Yom Chamisha L'Shimusha. And she should not count until the fifth day after Tashmish. Now, we've learned already previously in Kuv Tzadi Vav that how many days do we wait for Shiva Nikiyim, before counting Shiva Nikiyim? 5 full days. We have 4 days for Pleita Shechva Zera, and the fifth is because we're afraid they're going to get confused between Shkia and no Shkia. So the Taz points out in Sifkatan Dalit, Vlo Tatzcha Limnos, that the Mechaber, when he says with all Tatzchil Nimnos, he says Ad Yom Chamishi. He doesn't say Achar Yom Chamishi. He says Ad Yom Chamishi. So here we have a Heter and Kala that applies both to the Kala before she's married as well as the Kala after Bia Rishona. We mentioned, alluded to briefly, and maybe I didn't drive this home enough when we spoke about preparing the Kala before she goes to Mikvah, that the Kala doesn't have the concern of Pleita Shechva Zera, and therefore she doesn't need to wait 5 full days. So too over here, there isn't a concern of waiting five full days, and the reason for that is that there was no tashmish beforehand. And since there was no tashmish beforehand, let me rephrase that. There's no. I'll get to the reason in a moment. Let's start with this. The reading of the Shulchan Aruch before we get to the rationale is that she has 4 days that are necessary and not five. The fifth day of the Gzeira of Bein Hashmashos, the Taz claims, does not apply. First of all, for the record, the Shach in Sifkatan Beis disagrees. The Shach in Sifkatan Beis says, Kedin Nida Lekamon, Simin Kuf Tzadivav, Sif Yud Aleph, and the Gedolei Achronim explain that what the Shach means is that she has to wait 5 full days. The Minog, I heard from Rav Miller Shlita, is to be Mekel, and this is how we teach Chassanim today, and that is that she doesn't need 5 full days, but rather she only needs 4 days. Now, what's interesting is why. Why would it be that we're going to be Mekel over here as opposed to in other instances? So the simplest pshat that I thought was that in general, Dam Besulim is a Gzeira. The fifth day is a wild Gzeira as well. So once we have one Gzeira, we don't add another Gzeira to it. I saw the Sefer Pischei Tshuva's quotes from the Lechem V'Simla, another rationale, and that is that at the end of the day, a ksuba, in the time of the Lechem V'Simla is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Hungary, he said they never finished the ksuba and everything, they never finished everything until late at night. So in Hungary, it wasn't common at all for them to have a wedding that the in any way, shape, or form, that the chasen and kala would have been able to have tashmish during Bein Hashmashos. The whole Gzeira of the fifth day is a Gzeira Bein Hashmashos, but such a thing never happened because the Ksuba only finished later on. The Nafkamina between the Lechem V'Simla's explanation and the other explanation that I gave is what's about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh is quite common for a chasen and kala for them to have the wedding in the afternoon. And they could have relations, mamish, during Bein Hashmashos, right? It's possible. The Yichud Room, for sure, would take place Bein Hashmashos in America. Absolutely. In country clubs, the drinking starts at 2 in the afternoon on Sunday. So then, in such a case, then it would be Shaykh. So then, maybe according to Lechem V'Simla, the halacha would change. No one wants to change this halacha, and the bottom line is, as far as this halacha is concerned, we count 4 days and not five. But I just want to point out, lahagdil k'toru la'adira, according to Lechem V'Simla's explanation, in Hungary, the chasen and kala never saw each other, before nighttime. That doesn't apply today. Today they do the chasenas during the day. Lechem V'Simla's point was the ksuba used to take a long time to arrange. I remember I was very taken aback. It wasn't in Hungary, but it was here at a Sephardic wedding in Israel. Rabbi Yaakov Rita, it's a mashu manyan. I was so taken aback. All of a sudden, in the middle of the ksuba, everybody starts clapping. Everybody starts whistling and so on. What do? At a Sephardic wedding, the ksuba is my neighbor, but not everybody gives the same amount in the ksuba. By Ashkenazim, it's a standard thing. So how much money he gives the kala, everybody's listening. By them, it's real. Us Ashkenazim do a fake. The Sephardim do everything real. So at the wedding, everybody's listening to the ksuba, how much he's going to give. And the Rav made a big deal, and everybody started clapping, mamish, whistling, v'chule, v'chule. So by then, it was that way also once upon a time, at least for the Tnayim and other things. In Hungary, it would take a long time. The Chasan Kala never saw each other until it was quite late at night. So then, in such a case, there's no reason to make the Gzera. But today, where such a thing is possible, then maybe one would turn back the clock and change halacha, but that's not the Minig Yisrael. The Minig Yisrael is that we count 4 days and not the fifth, and we're not looking for new chumras. Okay. V'noig Yima, says the Mechaber, b'chol dinei nidal inyin archaka, all harchakos supply. Ela shenida gemura asal alishan almitasa afil kishena b'mita v'zal mutar alishan ba'osa mita la'achar sha'amda me'etzlo. The man generally is not allowed to sleep in his wife's bed when she's a nida. However, over here, the halacha is that he's allowed to. Where this heter came from is a fascinating give and take between the Ravid and Rav Haigon in the Baal Nefesh, Ayin Shem, but since it really does not have nafkaminas lahalacha, here I'll give the nod to Halacha Lemaisa, and I won't be mefalpil in what the Ravid and the Rav Haigon are talking about. So Halacha Lemaisa is that we have two exceptions from Dinei Nida. This is a summary. Two exceptions from Dam Besulim. Number one is if it would be Mamish Nida, like the Ravid himself had said. So then in such a case, Halacha would be that he would have to be Porish Be'Ever Meis. We finish the Bia regularly when it comes to Dam Besulim. Regular, he doesn't have to jump off. He finishes Tashmish regular. Then Halacha is that we know Chumrah as Nida. And number two, the second Kula, is that the Ravid himself is Moda, that the Halacha would be, how the Ravid came to this is very fascinating, we'll leave aside the Lamdas, that the Ravid is Moda, that in general the Halacha is that you're not allowed to sleep in your wife's bed when she's a Nida. Over here, he's allowed to sleep in her bed, even though there was Dam Besulim. So those are the two exceptions. And the third is, the third exception is the fifth night. And normally, of course, when Nida, you have the fifth night that you need to count. Here, we count on the fourth, leaving aside our pilpul at the end of the day. At the end of the day, this is the halacha. After the fourth night, already they're going to be able to begin counting. Finally, just to conclude, and then I'll take your questions, just to conclude, I just want to share with you, as a young man, I was always bothered, what exactly is this expression, Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah? What does this mean, Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah? What way is it Be'ilas Mitzvah? So first of all, there's a very fascinating thing, and then Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer and Simon Samach Gimel, there's a special bracha that is made, that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, that when a husband is Boel, his wife who's a Besula, there's a special bracha that is made. I was not taught this as a chassan. I think maybe I learned it, but I didn't even think about it. It didn't dawn on me at the time. It seems that for Sfardim, the bracha could even be made b'shem u'malchus. B'chelkas Mechokik points out that the minig is not to make it b'shem u'malchus because it's not a bracha that's found in the Gemara. It's a bracha that's found in the Gaonim. That is an interesting thing that is not taught to chassanim for some reason. But in general, you know, if you take a look, the Chassam books don't have it. But in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Gimel, there's a special gear. So the Rush quotes it. The Rush quotes it in Ksubis in the first parak. Finally, in terms of the term Bol Bilas Mitzvah, it's interesting that there are two explanations for why it's called Bol Bilas Mitzvah. Tosis on Daf Dalet in Ksubis says that the Bia is Korei's bris between the husband and wife, and it's Machshir her for Pruervu. So it sounds like that this is the beginning of the mitzvah of Pruervu. I would just add that that's something to emphasize to Chassanim, that you're learning with them, that this is not marriage, is not a heter for now a man and woman to shack up with each other, but rather what it is, marriage is all about, is about building a Jewish family, and whatever the approach on Inyanim Shonim is, at the end of the day, it has to be emphasized that that is what Bia is at its core is all about, and that's the Tosis' explanation of Bo Bilas Mitzvah. Tosis understands that what it means is that it's a hechsher for Pruervu. Interestingly, the Shita Mikubetzas on Dav Gimel Beis, this I was not aware from when we learned Ksubis a few times Be'iun, but Miller Shlita in his Shiurim pointed out that the Shita Mikubetzas in Dibra Maskul Porish understands that the Nisuin is only complete with the actual Bia itself. He says, Al Karch Tzarch Livo Bilas Mitzvah, Kihechi Delochel Ale Chasana V'lahavi Legabe Kerega. The Vachnosas Lechupa Levad Lo Sagi Lemashve Keregel. And he goes on, so Vamevin Yovin, this has Nafkaminas in terms of Hilchos Avelus, that's not our discussion right now, but from the Shita Mikubetzas is Mashma, that the Bia is the completion of the Nisuin. We pointed out that the Rambam says that the Bia is the Nisuin is Hachnas Lebeso. From the Shita Mekubetzes is Mashma that he only becomes fully a Chasan with the Bia itself, and that would be why Chazal referred to as Bo Be'ilas Mitzvah. So that's just two ideas as far as that's concerned. So the Ezer Hashem, we went through Dam Besulim. Ooh! I knew there was something I missed. Very, very important. Halacha l'maisa. We went through four different tannaim of why Dam Besulim is critical. The four different tannaim of why we're machmir for Dam Besulim. What happens if the Besulim are removed by a doctor. Let's see, you're too nice to me. You should have stopped me. How could I forget that? What happens if the basulim, Dr. Tzvi, is asked to remove basulim, and then they ask, wait a second, what would the halacha be in regards to, what would the halacha be in regards to now, is she now usur or not? So we have a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. I have this photocopied. It's at these are the last two pages, where Rav Moshe discusses that she is mutter, that the only time that there is a problem of dam besulim is if that dam besulim is done through dam tashmish. The truth is, Rav Moshe's yisod, he himself points out, fits beautifully with the first rationale that we had, or the second rationale that we had for the reasons of dam besulim. We saw that the Rosh said that we're choshesh, that with the bia is going to come along dam nida. With the bia is going to come along dam nida. Or we're choshesh that the chasen is going to be baki bahataya, and there was no dam besulim, there was a consummation of the marriage, there was intercourse, but at the end of the day, maybe, how do you know that that's not dam nida? So Rav Moshe points out that those chshashos only apply in Yoredeh, Chelek Al, Simen Pei Zayin, those chshashos only apply to what? They only apply to Bias Mitzvah. If a doctor removes it, so then in such a case there isn't room to be choshesh. I thought that the next reason of the Rajba would apply for Rav Moshe's case. The Rajba said that in general, mako we should be machmir. But we're going to be machmir, there's some women that will be forever usher to the husband, so we're mekel. So over here, I thought there's room to say that this is a one-time makka. A woman doesn't have dam besulim over and over and over again. This is a one-time deal. However, Rav Moshe does not say that. Rav Moshe says that even according to the second reason that we saw of the Rajba, that the chash is that we could be machmer on one makka, he says, va'av tam beiz da Rajba, the mishum shi makka, rak lefi shasru, ein shach bekan shi yishlochu shi yivdiku odapam. He says, at the end of the day, doctors aren't always successful in removing the hymen the first time. It could be possible that they're going to need to do it again and again and again, a few times. So in such a case, Rav Moshe says there's room to be makel. However, there is a machmir. You should know that the Marsham, I could not find it in the hard copy. I did look it up on the Bar Ilan edition. The Shas Tshuvas Marsham is a Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Yud. It's quoted by Rav Ozner in Oz Gimel, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. He is Machmir. And Allah Lamaisa Rav Ozner is Machmir, like the Marsham. The Marsham does not give his reason. If you look up the Marsham just says, what happens if the doctor removes the Basulim, and he says that there was no blood? Could you believe the doctor in such a case when he says that there was no blood? So first of all, he says there might be room to be makel that if there was no blood whatsoever. And he says you could believe the doctor. Mashma, that there was blood, that for sure you would be parish. And that's where Rav Ozner's diuk has come out mefurish in the Marsham. And there are many poskim lekan ulekan. Rav Miller Shlita came out that one could definitely rely on Rav Moshe. Alach lemaisa, we do rely on Rav Moshe's approach. And that is if the basulim are removed by a doctor, the woman is not going to be asura, will only be choshesh for bias mitzvah and dam besulim. But dam besulim that's removed mechanically, Rav Moshe comes out lakula, and Rav Miller said we can. When I asked Rav Neventhal Shlita about this question, he demurred. He said, already people have argued about this. So I said, but what if people didn't argue about it, what would Rebbe say? So he didn't want to get involved. He knew he was a little frustrated with me in a positive sense, a very loving sense, that I was sort of setting him up over there. That I didn't want to. If you go to Rav Nevinson and you say what Rav Moshe says, so then he automatically won't give you his opinion. So he's a little frustrated that I pushed him a little bit. I said, but what if they didn't disagree? See, he said that's why I decided to put down the sefer. I've had some beautiful interactions with him, Baruch Hashem, last couple of weeks. The Sefer Eshkol, he went with, and that is, he said he would have thought that at the end of the day that dam besulim is a chshash, that you're choshesh, that there's dam nida that comes from the chimud, and therefore he said that if it was objectively he would have been noted towards the side of Rav Moshe, but at the end of the day he didn't want to get involved with this machlokas. But within these walls, Rav Miller was Rav Nevinson,
because he quotes the idea of chimud.
Right.
So if it's chimud, then that's a reason to go to chumrah.
Why?
Because of the whole issue, there's no
chimud with the instrument that's taking out the hymen.
True, but there's going to be that ultimate kshash, correct, of the maisabia being the issue of bringing about the dam chimud. She hasn't had bia yet. So there's
no ultimate chashash. No, what happened was like this. What usually happens, just in terms of mitzius, what often happens is, Dr. Tzvi will help us out over here, what often happens is that for whatever reason the basulim were very tight, and they tried to have tashmish a few times, and it wasn't penetration. So then in such a case, what will happen is that a rav will suggest to go to a gynecologist, and the gynecologist at times will remove the dam basulim. That's usually what happens. Okay? So, there was never penetration.
That's the bia, though. The chimud is brought about by the full bia. That bia of full penetration.
But there was no penetration.
Exactly. So meaning the next time that they will, that will.
Okay. So you're asking, according to the Eshkol and so on, you should be machmer on the next bia. That's what he's asking. You should be machmer on the next bia.
Because that's really.
I didn't understand that Rav Nevinson was saying that the chimud is that the aver was nichnas. I didn't understand that it was that. It was a gzeira, and that gzeira applied in such a case. I think I'll go back to verify Beizah Hashem, but I think
does this happen? That
Rav Dr. Tzvi, you take over.
Does that happen?
A hymenectomy?
If that's what it's called, okay.
Sometimes it's done, as a general pediatrician, I've never done it. But,
Kedusha Ketana doesn't take place very much anymore. Yeah.
But that.
Sometimes you have a case where there is a total obstruction of the hymen, and it leads to problems when women start having their period because the blood doesn't leave them and there's a causing significant amount of pain, and then they do a hymenectomy. So you see it. I don't know what the incidence is, but
is there like middle cases or that it's close enough that one wouldn't be able to have tashmish? Because that can see.
No.
Okay.
I've experienced a couple of times where young women have gone to the doctor because the basulim weren't entirely penetrated, or there was recurring times of after tashmish that because the basulim were only partially penetrated, that they kept on bleeding, and then the doctors removed the hymen.
But then you could be makel even according to this maybe of Rav Nevinson.
Correct. But just to clear, for everybody, the halacha is that one could be mako, and I haven't seen halacha maisa anybody machmer for the bia afterwards. You're right, Rav Ozner wasn't machmer for his cheshbon, but I think even the mekilim, as far as I know, that there's no one that's machmer.
Can I explain
I don't see the Marashan Shita in the Rishonim. That's why I was very thrilled to see that Rav Miller was mako. But the svarag being that the Isser of Dam Basulim applies to all Dam Basulim, whether there is Tashmish or not, and since there would be Machmir, if the hymen is removed and there's any type of blood, then it has a Din Dam Basulim, and the Xeri is that she's a Surah the Baila.
Ah, okay. From
the procedural make cross to her husband. Correct. All right, we'll stop here, Chevra. Next week, Yoledet.